With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
No, this isn't a parallel universe. Sometimes the papers are correct. As we inch closer to Series 13 of Doctor Who, we're seeing more and more rumours and leaks hit the web. Few properties attract the level of media attention that this one does. And while the last couple of years have been a divisive time in the Whoniverse, it's always exciting when we're on the eve of a brand new series. And with Jodie Whittaker approaching her third year in the starring role, now seems like a good time to consult the history books. With that in mind, I'm Ellie with Who Culture, and this is 10 Doctor Who rumours that were actually true. Number 10, flying sharks at Christmas. Doctor Who is a crazy universe where anything can happen. Over the years, we've seen talking spiders and sentient balls of fat, so it's not like there's a limit to the madness that can occur. However, when rumours began to circulate that the 2010 Christmas special would see the 11th Doctor, Amy and Rory do battle with a flying shark, there was a lot of understandable skepticism. For one thing, the idea sounded utterly ridiculous, even for Doctor Who. And for another, the rumour originated from the notoriously sketchy British tabloid, The Daily Star. It is always advisable to take tabloid reports with a grain of salt, and that is exactly what many Doctor Who fans did in this particular case. But in a rare, unprecedented twist, it turned out that the rumour was actually correct, with the idea of flying sharks featuring prominently throughout the episode. Technically, the shark doesn't fly, it swims through the air, thanks to a combination of dense fog and a tiny electrical current. But let's not rob the Daily Star of its victory over a simple game of semantics, eh? Number 9. Bill Potts, the One Series Wonder. Whenever a new companion walks through those TARDIS doors, it's always natural to wonder how long they'll stick around for. After all, we know that the show has to switch up its cast at some point, which means that a companion's dark, depressing exit could very well be imminent. Pearl Mackie's Bill Potts wasn't exempt from this speculation, and right from the start of her Series 10 debut, it was theorised that her Doctor Who stint would be over at the end of her first year. In particular, the Daily Star, yep, them again, printed the rumour that Mackie will only be in Doctor Who for one series and will depart at Christmas when Peter Capaldi bows out. While this rumour was an easy bet to make, as mentioned, Peter Capaldi's exit had already been confirmed, and it was assumed that incoming showrunner Chris Chibnall would want to start with a clean slate, some fans hoped that Bill would last a wee bit longer, perhaps getting a full year of adventures with our brand new Doctor. Unfortunately though, those hopes were dashed with her gruesome fate in the Series 10 finale and her final goodbye in the 2017 Christmas special. Number 8. Flying Daleks. Rumours were flying left, right and centre in the build-up to Doctor Who's 2005 return, most of them revolving around the actor who would be cast as the 9th Doctor. If you believe the papers at the time, it was almost guaranteed that Bill Nighy would be cast in the role, according to those same papers. Something else that was flying left, right and centre were the Daleks, with the Doctor's greatest foes getting an airborne upgrade in Christopher Eccleston's debut series. Outlets like the Daily Mail claimed that a BBC insider informed them that the new Daleks would be kitted out with jet-powered thrusters, giving them an aerial advantage and allowing them to finally conquer those pesky stairs. Putting aside the fact that the Daleks had already levitated in the classic series, it turned out that these rumours were bang on the money, with the series 1 episode Dalek portraying the titular monster as an unstoppable killing machine with a penchant for vertical movement. Number 7. The Doctor's name won't actually be revealed. Because of its proximity to the 50th anniversary special, its juicy title, and the fact that it was the big finale of Series 7, the level of hype surrounding the name of the Doctor was much higher than the normal standard. With hindsight, it seems silly to even say this, but back then, a good number of Doctor Who fans genuinely believed that Stephen Moffat was going to tell us what the Doctor's real name was. After all, the episode was literally called The Name of the Doctor. So what else could that title mean? At the same time, several sources, mainly tabloid newspapers, were playing party pooper by saying, no, we will not find out that the Doctor is actually called Sean or Will, and that the Time Lord's real name will be kept in the dark. Obviously, there was no way to tell if that rumour was accurate, but when the episode finally arrived, the truth was revealed, and it was another victory to the tabloids. While Riversong does speak the Doctor's name in order to access his grave, us viewers don't hear what she says, and the question of Doctor Who remains to this day. Number 6. The 13th Doctor will be female. The idea of the Doctor regenerating into a woman is something that has been bandied with since the classic era, but the endless rumours have only ever been true one time. In the lead up to Peter Capaldi's departure, those rumours were the hottest they've ever been, with names like Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Olivia Colman, and Tilda Swinton among the favourites to snag the role. Everywhere from tabloid newspapers to popular fan sites joined in on the speculation, and the rumour itself refused to die down. But rather than amounting to nothing, as it did when Eccleston, Tennant, and Smith left the role, on this occasion, the whispers were true. Jodie Whittaker was unveiled as the 13th Doctor in July 2017, putting an end to months and months of speculation.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Number 5. Bradley Walsh will be the new companion. Generally speaking, a new Doctor brings a new set of companions along for the ride, and the gossip surrounding those supporting roles is almost as intense as the gossip surrounding the main attraction. Over the years, there have been many actors rumoured for companion roles that have made fans go, huh? Almost everybody was a naysayer when reports about Catherine Tate began to emerge. How wrong they were. But the most recent one has to be Bradley Walsh, who The Mirror claimed was set to join Whittaker in the TARDIS in Series 11. The tabloid factor made this one seem doubtful right off the bat. And in addition, Walsh, entertaining though he is, has never been known for his incredible acting ability. And he seemed like the kind of guy who'd be perfect for a guest slot rather than a recurring companion role. But despite this uncertainty, Walsh's casting was confirmed a couple of months after the Mirror's rumour was published. And he went on to be one of the highlights of Whittaker's first 2 years in the role. Number 4. The classic Doctor's Will Unite. When Doctor Who's TV run came to an end in 1989, nobody could be sure what the future of the show would be. Would it ever return to the small screen again? Or would expanded media stories have to fill the void? With the recent sting of cancellation, it was hard to feel optimistic. But in 1993, a glimmer of hope emerged. The show was set to return to TV at the end of the year. And even better, this 90-minute special was rumoured to include all the surviving Doctors at the time, from John Pertwee to Sylvester McCoy. According to the Daily Telegraph, availability requests have been sent to all the actors. And while the script hadn't been written at this point, it was hoped that they'd all sign the dotted line. And eventually, that's exactly what they did. And the resulting episode was the charity special Dimensions in Time. Still, it was hardly the grand return that Who fans had hoped for. Number 3. The 10th Doctor's Companionless Finale. The Doctor-Companion relationship is at the heart of Doctor Who, but on very rare occasions, the show decides to remove this ingredient from the mix. This is exactly what happened at the end of Series 4, with the 10th Doctor bidding farewell to his large family of friends and heading into the 2009 specials as a lone wolf. This, of course, was done for storytelling purposes, with the Doctor needing to go a little bit crazy in the waters of Mars, a turn that would have been much more difficult to buy if he had had a friendly shoulder to lean on. Still, most people would have expected a new companion to enter the fray after Rose, Martha, Mickey, Donna, and Captain Jack left at the end of Series 4, because that's just what Doctor Who does. However, the rumour mill wasn't so sure, and that things would stay this way throughout his next and reportedly last run of adventures. And lo and behold, this all turned out to be true. David Tennant's departure was officially announced at the end of 2008, with the actor passing the baton on to Matt Smith after riding solo in the TARDIS for a handful of specials. Number 2. The 12th Doctor meets young Davros. Davros is one of Doctor Who's staple villains, and like the Master, he just keeps coming back over and over and over again. Even when it seems like he's died, he's got such an iconic look, that metal hand, that chariot, that scrotum-esque face, that it's difficult to picture him in his pre-accident form, where he looked like an ordinary human. So when the Mirror reported that the 12th Doctor would bump into a younger Davros in Series 9, skepticism was rife. According to the outlet, this was exactly how the series would kick off, with the story taking place on the Dalek homeworld. They also claimed that the Doctor ponders whether to murder a child, and that Davros would hold his Time Lord foe captive. At the time, this all seemed rather sensationalist, especially considering the silly headline, Doctor Who or Doctor Evil, Time Lord's child murder twist. But when The Magician's Apprentice aired later on in the year, the doubters were silenced. The series premiere kicked off with a Skaro set sequence centered around young Davros. And what's more, the episode even concluded with the Doctor pulling a gun on him and yelling, "Exterminate!" He wasn't trying to kill him, mind you. But you can see where the whole child murder thing might have come from. Number 1. The Master returns in Series 3. The Master is going to return this year is one of the most common theories heading into each new series of Doctor Who. And when people keep saying it year after year after year, they're bound to be right eventually. So you could say exactly the same thing about this rumour that started doing the rounds in the build-up to Series 3. Although to be fair to The Sun, their report actually contained a good amount of detail. In January 2007, several months before the Series 3 March premiere, the paper claimed that the reveal of the Master would be the major twist of the series, and that he wouldn't appear until the closing episodes. What's more?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
They stated that John Sim was the front runner for the role and that talks were well underway. And in the end, all of those claims were correct.